Glenn from Pleasant Valley, New York. I would like to say, in response to the comment about millennials, that we are in a very unique position and that we have seen power work for us and we have seen power work against us. We are the most comfortable generation that's ever been, and because of that, we haven't had to work as hard for things. We've been just been given certain things. However, we have had to work much harder for other things, and that is why we support Bernie Sanders.
Bernadette Kennedy, and I'm from Ulster County. My comments have to do with the Terry Gross interview that she just did that I thought was very informative. I'm upset about it. I will never listen to her program again. It was in relation to having a woman who had some feel-good experience growing up with pit bulls. And so she thinks the pit bulls are okay, and she's trying to make excuses why it's okay to have a pit bull. Leaving out that a little girl was mauled to death out on Long Island, a middle-class neighborhood, that a woman walking out of her apartment complex in New York City got killed by two pit bulls just walking down the hallway. All these articles that I've been reading and stories about pit bulls, leaves all of that out, leaves all the statistics out, all the problems. Give me a break.
Toby Stover, High Falls, New York. I'm very dismayed. I understand that Donald Trump is obviously the candidate for the Republican Party because nobody else is running against him. But in all of the programs that I listen to, I'm constantly hearing that they're placing ads and spending a lot of money so that they can fight each other, so that Trump and Hillary Clinton can fight each other, as if Bernie Sanders is not even in the equation anymore. And he is. And it's constantly being ignored. This primary is not finished. And until it's finished, we should not be speaking in terms as if Hillary is the definite winner. We don't know this.
Mary Louise Dowd. I am calling because I was just listening to the roundtable and they were talking about something that the Pope said about women in the church. And there was someone who was one of the commentators was talking about the infallibility of the Pope. And I wanted to point out that the infallibility of the Pope has to do with very specific times when the Pope speaks at what is called ex cathedra. And it's probably happened during the history of the Catholic Church, might be countable on two hands. When the Pope is generally talking, he's definitely the head of the Catholic Church. There's a lot of gravity to the things that he says, and we certainly believe that he is in communion with God, but we don't take everything that he ever utters from his mouth while he's Pope to be infallible.